Cracking show coming up, and welcome back to South Africa, David Shapiro, who's going to be taking us through some insights on the market. Dave, you're a world traveler. It's not nothing unusual for you, but lovely to be home, I'm sure.
Yes, it is. It's always, especially now that we're going into summer, just having come out of the US where they're going into fall or autumn, as they say, it's starting to get colder. But also nice and relaxed to be here and trying to catch up, Alec. Quick catch-up course on what's been happening here. You know, I've been just subjected to election, and all other issues that are happening in America at the moment.
So, David, there's a heck of a lot of reporting coming through this week.
Listening.
It's amazing, isn't it, that we are in the middle of this U.S. reporting season, and it's actually so important to us here in South Africa.
Oh, yeah. Look, you know, Alec, I did a lot of soul-searching and you know, where should we be? What should we do? But what really captured me, you know, talking to people, remember, I was there for the Jewish holiday. So I met a lot of people. We were there at Seder's and, you know, big crowds and talking to them and getting a feel for what they're doing and, you know, what their sentiments are. And particularly when it comes to the election, we can talk about that. But generally, I find the U.S. still pumping. I think that it just remains an incredibly dynamic economy, you know, and it's the competition amongst these people that just kind of keeps businesses on their toes. You know, you can't slacken. If you're in America and you're running a business, and I think that's what makes it dynamic, and that's why you can't ignore it, you know, and it creates a very high benchmark for everybody else. And I think America is still growing pretty reasonably. I think they're the only economy that is above where it was kind of pre-COVID. So that's why I'm saying it's very important. And the companies that you mentioned, the companies that were mentioned in the headlines, are still very much part of our lives here, you know, in South Africa. So we have to keep an eye on what the economy is doing. You know, India's big, China's big, but in terms of population, in terms of GDP per capita, they can't match the output of you know, of America. So it's very important for us, you know, to keep an eye on what's happening there.
Yeah, nowhere close. 26%. The United States is still by far the dominant. Elon Musk, David, he's just on it, isn't he? Huh?
All over, and you have to think of his motives. You know, this is why has he come out so wildly in favor of Trump. You know, number Trump, first of all, Trump's favorite word, as we know, is tariff, you know, tariffs. And of course, that favors Tesla because his biggest share of the Chinese competitors with EV. And then he needs government as well. So he's taking a big bet on Trump coming in. I don't know what happens if Trump doesn't come in, because I'm not sure Kamala will be, you know, warm to Elon if she manages to cross the line. But I think there's a lot of business motivation behind, you know, what he's doing, the fact that he's coming out so much in favor. But why Pennsylvania, Alec? I think it just comes down to those swing states. You know, it's a nation divided. And I think it's those seven odd swing states that are going to decide who becomes the next president. So it's very important with Pennsylvania, you know, where he is, where he gave their money away. One of the most important of those, you know, of those states.
It's extraordinary how it's coming down to that. It's on a knife edge. We have a piece on BizNews this morning from our partners at the Financial Times, where there was an interview with Musk who says, well, basically, if Donald Trump loses, I'm F, beep, beep, beep. So he knows exactly what he's doing. We're going to talk to Sy this week, Sy Jacobs. You know Sy from 361.
Of course I know Sy.
At the last BizNews conference, he said his big short, in other words, the stock that he thinks is going to fall the most, is Tesla. So he's going to talk to us when the Tesla results are out. I don't know. There's such a groundswell behind Elon. The Sy going short is playing a game, a dangerous game.
Very much so. You know, it's there's certain stocks that you don't go short, because this can swing around, this can turn very, very fast. And look, he's a character. I mean, he's incredibly, I don't want to say a popular figure, But, you know, everybody knows Elon. I must say that from an election point of view, I think most people are absolutely exhausted by Trump. You know, this is the third election that he's contesting. So you've had him from 2016, you know, with all these outrageous claims and lies, corruption and so on. And it's just interesting to get people's opinion on where they're voting. And I think if they vote for Kamala, she's not popular. Hey? She's not popular at all. But I think she's an antidote, you know, against Trump and that. And she's an honest kind of person. You know, she doesn't go crazy or she doesn't cozy up to Putin or other dictators. So they see her as just something on the other side that will bring a bit of calmness to America. But a lot to talk about there, a lot to watch. And it's soon. You know, this is coming very, very soon.
Yeah. 5th of November, is it? Just a couple of weeks from now.
Sure.
David, ASML, you were in the US, so yes. I didn't have the chance to talk to you. We've been following it in the last week. The market did not like the financial results from the company. It's in our portfolio, in lots of the portfolios of your clients as well. Are you seeing through it and perhaps seeing this as a buying opportunity?
I think so. You know, I'm not one who's, I don't like my ego to get in the way. But this is a superb business. You know, it's the quality of the machines it's make is uncontested. It's a monopoly. There are not many businesses. And I think what I didn't realize and what caught us by surprise was, number one, the China story, you know, how that's affecting them. And also the slowdown in demand for chips, you know, that are not AI related. But I think if you listen to management, it will pick up. We might have to wait a bit. But I think at these levels, it's at a very attractive metrics, you know, very attractive PE. And if there was something structurally wrong with the company, yes, I'd abandon it and say, okay, look for something else. But I think it's still a pivotal part in the manufacture of chips, you know. And I think things, Alec, I think we're going into a very good period. You know, I know, is it going to be another 25 points or not a 25-point rate cut, whatever it is. We are going to see ongoing rate cuts. We are going to see growth picking up, maybe not at the pace we want, but still in the right direction. And I think within time, the chips outside of AI, that sector will recover. And AI still remains a very big driving force of this market. So, yeah, it punished me. It's one of those results when it comes down, it was like just watching the football results over the weekend. You just sit there and say, please don't talk to me. You know, just leave me a bit to, you know, to absorb this, to digest this, you know. So you, I must admit, I sulked a lot when ASML's results came out, but I'm staying with it. You know, it's been a very good performer over time. And I think performance will pick up again.
That's what investing's about. You understand the basis of your decision to buy into the shares, and when you do get a pullback like this one is over 20%, then it is, if you still believe the story, then it's still as the long-term story, then it's a buying opportunity. But David, more broadly in the United States, we know, and there have been ad nauseum reports coming out to say that the performance of the S&P 500 and the Dow have been because of a handful of big companies. They used to call it the Magnificent Seven. I'm not sure what they call them now, but there's all kinds of monikers that they give it. But if one looks across broadly across the American economy, which is doing well, lower interest rates are going to help all companies, small and medium caps. That's the place we've put a bet on in the BizNews portfolio through the Russell 2000. Do you like that?
You're right. You're absolutely right. You know, it is going to happen. The problem is that, and I think doing what you're doing is the only way to play it through an index, because when I break down the Russell 2000, you know, the 2000 shares, it's very difficult to say, give me a couple of winners. So I think that from that point of view, you're right. You know, those companies that have lagged the Magnificent Seven and all those AI-related stocks are going to benefit. And I think it's the same here. You know, when you look at the JSE and you break it down, you break down the JSE's performance, they have, you know, other than Naspers and Prosus, which is benefiting significantly from the recovery in Tencent, but they've been some incredible performers in the smaller medium cap area. And don't try to pick the winners out of the Russell 2000. Just take the index. I'm not a great index follower, but I think in this case, your bet is absolutely right.
And South African small and medium caps, would you go with someone like Piet Viljoen, who's been focusing his fund there, or would you be able to pick some eyes out?
No. I'm going with Piet and focusing on some of the smaller businesses that are just, superbly run. You can't get liquidity. That's the difficulty with some of those businesses. But, if you look at an OUTsurance, you look at the Bitcores, the Bitvest, the Afrimats of this world and so on. I'm just, randomly mentioning businesses on that. They're very, very well run. And our banks, Sanlam, I like where Sanlam's going. So I think you've got to be very picky. You can't go at the top end of the market with a British American Tobacco or AB InBev or even some of the miners are still lagging a lot. We've still got to. Yes, China's doing a lot. China came out this morning again with another stimulus measure. I think they're going to be slow, and one day they're all going to be thick together. We're going to suddenly see, recovery in our commodity markets. But I think I think the cherry picking in South African market is the way you're going to make money, and you'll do very well. The economy will recover. It will pick off that low base. And Alec, I have to mention, when I came back and I saw the number of people flying into South Africa, there's not a flight that is not packed. The lines now to get through security are enormous. And as I was saying before we went on air, we better be prepared for a very big holiday season.
David Shapiro, South Africa's favorite stockbroker, bringing to a close this part of the program.